for giving me this opportunity to present my research entitled Infants to Find Sleeping Position in Mississippi Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System. Disclosure statement, none of authors have any financial or other conflicts of interest to disclose. Here is the outline of my presentation. I'm going to talk about background, method, result, and conclusion briefly and very quick. So, background. Mississippi has the highest rate of infant mortality in the nation. Previous research showed that infant safe sleep position, which is sleeping position, has a vital role in preventing sudden infant death, which is a type of infant mortality. That being said, our study aimed to estimate the proportion of infant safe sleep position over time from 2003 to 2011 in Mississippi and to identify characteristics associated with infant supine sleeping position. Method. We used Mississippi Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System data in our study. PRAMS identifies maternal behaviors and experience that occur before, during, and after pregnancy among a stratified sample of women delivering a live birth. The strength of this surveillance system include using a randomized stratified sample, and PRAMS questions are standardized across states, allowing for comparison with other participating states. And it also includes variety of questions on perinatal care and postnatal care. Analysis. Our dependent variables in this study was infant safe sleep position, and our independent variables were pregnancy intention, early perinatal care, race, education, income, and marital status. First, we assessed a linear trend for infant supine sleeping position during 2003 to 2011 using logistic regression model. Our final sample size for our trend analysis was 9,131. And to assess characteristics associated with infant safe sleeping position, we aggregated data from phase 6 PRAMS, which was 2009 to 2011. And our final sample size for disaggregated data was 3,836. In order to assess a characteristic associated with infant supine sleeping position, first we conducted bivariate analysis by using chi-score, and then we conducted multiple logistic regression model based on our bivariate analysis result. Variables were included in multiple logistic regression model if their p-value was less than 0.2 on bivariate analysis. All analysis conducted for complex sample design and unequal selection probabilities. Result. Here you will see our trend analysis result. Our findings show that prevalence of infant safe sleep increased from almost 47% in 2003 to almost 63% in 2011. And here is our bivariate analysis data. And as you can see, all our independent variables have significant relationship with infant safe sleeping position. So we can say that prevalence of infant safe sleep position is higher in moms with intended pregnancy, moms those who started their perinatal care in their first trimester, those who were white, and those who aged 25 to 29 years old, those who had college education, and those who had income $35,000 or more, and those who were married. Here is our multiple logistic regression result. As you can see in this table, pregnancy intention, race, and age were significantly related to the infant safe sleep position. So we can say that moms who had intended pregnancy and those who were white and those who aged 25 to 29 years old were more likely to place their infant on their back position. And in summary, rate of infant safe sleep position increased over time in Mississippi. However, the prevalence is very low in Mississippi and very far behind the Healthy People 2020 targets, which is 75.9%. These findings show that there is a strong need to identify effective intervention to change unsafe practice and reduce disparity regarding that sleep position in Mississippi. And I would like to acknowledge my PI, Dr. Lei Zhang, and our PRAMS teams, and also moms who participate in PRAMS survey. So, thank you. I tried to catch 5 minutes, so. I hope, okay, just 2 seconds. Thank you.